Big Sky country. Always beautiful in the summertime. But in the wintertime, you get 8-9 feet of snow as the months wore by, and it would just stay there. Well, they had a good system of getting it off the roads, but if you wanted to get anywhere but a main road, you had to use a snowmobile. Of course, it didn't stop things there the way it does here. I remember the Boy Scouts used to continue to go camping, even in the blizzards. You know, you get used to it, learn how to deal with it. I remember I got thrown out of the Boy Scouts. Yeah, they caught me enjoying Rosie one day and threw me out. I never forgave them for it. And so one winter, when I heard the scouts were out, I went to the garage and I took my snowmobile and I painted it totally black. I put on black pants, black boots, black shirt, black ski mask, black gloves. I got in that snowmobile and I fired that thing up good and high. And I took off. I took off in that snowmobile and I headed for the Boy Scout camp. And I got up speed and I found where their tents were. And I headed straight for them. Yes! Throw me out of the Boy Scouts, will you? I'll teach you, you maggots. Here I go! There were little bits of Boy Scout uniform hanging from the front skids of my sled. As I took off into the woods, the next day the headline reads, Madman runs down tents in Boy Scout camp, 4 slain. And so all that winter, I made a point of it. Anytime I heard the scouts were out, anytime I heard they were camped, I'd get my black outfit on. I'd fire up that snowmobile, and I'd head for the Boy Scout camp. They couldn't get away from me. I'd bear down on them full speed ahead. Look out! A Boy Scout must always be prepared. Well, this Boy Scout is prepared to kill. Yes. Well, after a while, I was really getting into the publicity. I was really getting into it. The newspapers were lively with it. People were afraid to let their kids go out to Boy Scout camps. Finally, the police tried to contact me. They told me that there would be a walkie-talkie, left by the big old tree on Old Sycamore Pass. So one day I went by in my normal snowmobile. There were lots of people playing at Old Sycamore Pass. And according to the newspaper article, there was the walkie-talkie. I picked it up. And I took off with it. I got back to my place. I said, you pigs, you think you can catch me? You'll never catch me! They said, give yourself up. I said, no, tonight I'm getting out again, and tonight I shall kill again. Sure enough, the Boy Scouts were out again that night. I got my outfit on. I headed for the Boy Scout camp. I fired up my snowmobile. There were police lining the hillsides. I could see them everywhere. I was emboldened by my past successes. I was going to run them down anyway. Run them down right before the eyes of the stinking cops! You hear me? I keyed my microphone on my walkie-talkie. I said, watch this, copper! I'm going to run down still another bunch of Boy Scouts, and you can't stop me! I headed straight for the biggest tent. The cop said, the laugh's on you, Yucca Puck. I said, why? He said, because that tent has got a block of concrete inside of it. I said, what?
Grease, digging the grease. DC 101. Oh, huh?